you'll be hearing from a few of the editors, former and current, of the Gympie Times, of the Sunshine Coast Daily, and a couple of the former staff members there, just on their memories of some of the paper, some of the stories that have really stuck with them.
I read the news today, oh boy.
I think our coverage of Daniel Morcombe's story really springs to mind straight away. I was with Bruce and Denise last week, and we received the Morkey Award, which was in recognition of our contribution to the search for Daniel and his killer. And that was something that, you know, when we won the Newspaper of the Year in 2011, we dedicated, the award to Daniel Morcombe's memory. And that was really a powerful moment for all of us, you know, when we... were acknowledged nationally as a great newspaper and website. A great front page has always been something that has had impact, and politicians have stood up and listened to. I remember when the Daily campaign against the Kiwanis hospital delays, and we had 1,500 people marching down the street of Kiwanis. And the front page that day was "We Will Be Heard," and Benos and myself, we joined that march because we were so passionate about that issue.
My name's Craig Warhurst. I've worked at the Gympie Times and Sunshine Coast Daily. I was started at the Gympie Times in 1998 as a photographer. I worked my way up to editor there. I was editor for a couple of years before moving on to Bundaberg News Mail and then the Sunshine Coast Daily. I was editor at the Daily for 2 years and currently at editor at Townsville Bulletin. I've been born and bred in Gympie, so Gympie's my life, and the Gympie Times have been part of my whole life. My memories of Gympie, obviously the big story there was the Traverson Crossing Dam and the fight the Gympie Times put up to save the Merry River from that dam. One of my most vivid memories would be the first time the dam was announced. I was put in a helicopter with then Premier Peter Beattie and Henry Pellichet, with Mayor Mick Vanardis, and we flew over the site and I was taking photos of them, and just the excitement from the three guys about how great the dam was going to be and how it's going to save Queensland from the drought. But it didn't take long, probably a day or two after, and the Mayor Mick Vanardis had aborted plans for the dam, saying it was a bad idea after a huge backlash from the community.
Can you tell me that feeling when Peter Garrett, mooted it, and when the federal government stopped the plan? What was the feeling in the community and you?
Well, it was quite funny because I was actually at the press conference in Brisbane. Being a journo at the Gympie Times, we never really went to Brisbane very often to do stories, but that was the first time I got to the Big Smoke to do one. So it was myself and senior journo Arthur Gorry. We went down and for the announcement, and we could hear the cheering from the Kandanga pub in Brisbane, we reckon. The excitement was just around everywhere. But it was a great day, and everyone was just elated. And the number of people from the Merry Valley that went down to see that announcement and were outside sort of all dressed in their No Dam gear. They were just so excited and jumping for joy. And then when we got back to Gympie and saw the people at the Kananga pub and all around the region, that was it was a great time and one I'll always remember, and shows the power of the press and what you can do when journos get behind a cause. One of the big stories from my time at the Daily was the Alexandra Headland siege, where I think it was 24 to 36 hours, where the police had a unit blocked off there, and the work the guys at the Daily did on that, and online and digitally, and led by a digital expert, John Farmer, was amazing. Those guys are around the clock. They were talking to people in units who are watching him pace around and that sort of thing. It just shows what newspapers can do in the online space, and I was really proud of the guys, what they did those days.
My name's Janine Hill, and I was a reporter at the Daily from 1990 until early 2017. The story that will always stick with me was the murder of two schoolgirls down at Kiwanis in 1995. Patricia Leedy and Leanne Oliver, they were only 9 and 10 years old. they had been door knocking for odd jobs, and one afternoon, and a fellow who had been at a barbecue with their father followed them to the dunes, or took them to the dunes. There was a search for the girls. They didn't come home that night. And Albie Oliver, Leanne's father, found their bodies the next morning. They'd been bashed and they'd been raped. It didn't take the police long to find who was responsible, because there was a wallet found at the scene belonging to a guy called Paul Stephen Osborne, who was charged. I ended up covering his first appearance court, where the courtroom was packed, just packed, and there were people outside the court that couldn't fit in. And I just can't forget the anger in the courtroom. After he appeared, and all was said and done, and he was set down to appear at another date, he turned to leave the courtroom and looked towards this packed public gallery, and people just started shouting and yelling. Anyway, a day or two later, Leanne Oliver's parents spoke to the media. There was one TV reporter, one radio reporter, and one newspaper reporter were allowed in the room with them, and everything that they told us we were to share with whatever other media in the country wanted it. We were sitting across the table from these poor parents who had lost their daughter in the most tragic of ways. And they spoke to us. I'm surprised at how openly they spoke to us. And they were just devastated, you know. There were tears rolling down their faces. I know I was crying during it. And I got back to the office and I tried to write this story, and I just did not know how to write it. I didn't feel like any way I could start this story would do justice, would adequately explain the grief that these people were feeling. So in the end, the editor, who was Peter Owen at the time, wisely suggested that I just write every word, and that's what we did.
I'm Shelley Strawn, and I've been a reporter with the Gympie Times on and off since 1989, and I've been the editor for the past 3 years. One story I had to cover when I was quite a young reporter that is tattooed on my brain for all the wrong reasons. It was just a really heartbreaking story about a young boy who took morning tea out to his family, a family friend who was chopping down some big old trees on their property, and he was crushed under one of the trees, and actually really moved me and took me a long time to get over having to... I interviewed the man who chopped down the tree, and it took me a long time to sort of recover from that, and that's one of the untold challenges, I guess, of being a reporter, is that you can't help but become emotionally involved sometimes. The ongoing story that I'm proudest of is our campaign to have the Bruce Highway through this region upgraded. We basically called it the death stretch, the Bruce Highway south of Gympie, to the double lanes near Caloundra there. So we campaigned hard and long and just persistently and nipping at the heels of the politicians to get something done about it. And we've had the massive billion-dollar final section of the Bruce Highway upgrade fast-tracked by 5 years. So that was something that we've been able to save. It's estimated 50 lives will be saved by bringing that project forward 5 years. So super proud. A sad day for us, printing at the last edition of the Gympie Times. But on the other hand, it's also an exciting time to be in journalism, because this is a whole new era. It's like the new frontier. We've been online for years, but now we are only online. So now we have a chance to become number one in that space.